Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, December 27th, 2006. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. It's our desire to prepare these messages each weekday morning to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. However, due to our travels this week, this is not on a consistent schedule. We are preparing and sharing this for my sister's home in North Carolina today. Today's message is titled, Another Year is Dawning, and the scripture text is 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9.
Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
Another calendar year will soon begin for us in our journey on this earth. The physical and material is all around us, and it just clamors for our attention. This is surely so evident during the Christmas shopping season.
But as followers of Christ, we are called to fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. This takes a conscientious, purposeful, ongoing effort. From a spiritual perspective, we continue the faith walk.
The life in Christ has always been a faith walk since Jesus ascended back to the Father in Acts chapter 1. His followers have not been able to see him in a physical sense since that time. During a very special period, about 2,000 years ago, some people did have the wonderful privilege of seeing the Word who had become flesh and who dwelt among us. However, even during that time, many did not believe in who he was or what he stood for. Seeing does not necessarily mean believing.
The Apostle Peter, an eyewitness and close friend of Christ during his earthly ministry, wrote our daily verse to believers some 30 years after Jesus had ascended. These believers had not physically seen Christ in his earthly ministry, but like us, they believed. Oh, how we thank God for this belief that fills us with his inexpressible and glorious joy. This is a wonderful experience.
I want to note a very significant verb tense in the text this morning. Notice that Peter says, you are receiving. Not you have received or you will receive. You are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. I believe this is a vital, ongoing truth in the believer's faith life. While living, these fellow believers were receiving this goal. At their deaths, they received it fully. The same is true for us today. As another year dawns, let us continue in this faith walk and remember the timeless perspective of the Apostle Paul as we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. And remember, for what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18. Let us stay faithful today. Continue the journey in 2007 and for the remaining time God has allotted us on this earth.
Let's pray together. Father, help me to walk faithfully with you day by day. Though there are daily temptations and recurrent distractions that seek my heart's affection, my first allegiance is to you, my Lord and my Savior. Though I've not seen you physically, I've felt your touch and have been filled with your glorious joy as you set me free from the bondage of sin. Nothing in life that I pursue this day or in the days ahead or the years to come will ever compare to the unsurpassed eternal gift of salvation that you give freely. Thank you, Jesus, for such wondrous love. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for listening to our podcast today. We're in a rather temporary setup and a microphone we're not familiar with and a setup we're not used to using. But we are a joy to share with you. It's Wednesday morning as we prepare this, and it's beautiful here in North Carolina. Today we'll be traveling out to the western part of this state to visit Marion, who is a lifelong friend of my mom's. We're not sure whether we'll be able to prepare another message at all this week due to these travels. After we visit Mary, we hope to see a longtime friend, friends from our years in Pennsylvania as well that live in Western North Carolina. Well, we trust that many of you are enjoying a slower, more relaxed pace following the Christmas holidays, but we know many of you are reading this back at work. Some of you are back at work right now. We trust you're having a blessed week as you remain faithful in the work God has provided for you. And may you have a blessed new year and continue to serve the Lord faithfully. Just have a couple of additional resources today on the website at www.dailyencouragement.net. Several pictures. One, a very interesting picture my nephew took while in Morocco of chicks that had been dyed. It is so wonderfully colorful. Also a couple of family photos, one of my sister and her family, and then just a photo taken Monday at the Christmas dinner meal of my family. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful the remainder of this year and the remainder of your life.